Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today, I want to share with you how to locate your open door. Please understand that open doors I'm talking here is not about your house or physical door we could see. Open doors I'm talking about is opportunities for you to express yourself, opportunities for you to get what you want, opportunity for you to have breakthrough. And there are times we need open doors in life. The truth of the matter is that no matter how prepared you are, no matter how good you are, no matter how much you desire success or to make progress in life, your preparation in life for great places requires an open door for you to enter into your phase of manifestation and exploit. It's unfortunate that many people are presented with an open door, yet they fail to walk into it. Part of the problem is that it's not because they choose not to walk into it, but because they don't even know that this is an open door. I also think it's important to begin to look at how to locate your open door. If one door closes against you, then you have to open your eyes to see another open door for you. Please, I encourage you to listen to a podcast titled When a Door Closes Against You. When you listen to that, and you understand that once a door closes against you and you can't open it, of course, you don't use a bad means or godless method to open it. The next thing you do is that you begin to look for another open door for yourself. You understand? So my business today on this podcast is to share with you how to locate your own open door. Again, every single human being requires an open door, and I believe there are doors that are supposed to open for us to fully manifest what God has put in us. There's a very important step you need to take if you want to locate your open doors, and that is to look out for opportunities to render services or be of help to someone. Life is wired that once you are able to do something for someone, you'll get something in return. What it means is that once you can offer value, you will get value in return. Now, the value may not be capital or financial value, but you are sure to get value. A lot of times you get financial value. And even when you don't get financial value, you get a value that when you translate it into finances, it runs into a lot of money. Now, what you do now that a door has closed to you or you are looking for an open door is this. Ask yourself, are there things I can do for people? A lot of those things, you don't need to even pay a dime to be able to do them. There are maybe skills you have, knowledge you have. You can tell the person, based on what I've studied in school. Of course, you don't have to quote what you did in school. Just come and offer solutions to people's problems. Offer solutions to a challenge people are going through. Once you begin to do that, one of those things that happen is that your eyes begin to open to opportunities you can use to advance your career, opportunities you can use to start your own business, opportunities you can use to begin to now make money from the process of helping people, or you begin to build a business around that help you are offering to people for free. What I'm talking about trying to look out for opportunities to help people is this. If you are still looking at it that, I want money, I want somebody that will give me money, I will just make this amount of money, it's a problem. The problem is that you're focusing on the wrong thing. And as long as you focus on the wrong thing, what happens in life most times is that you don't get that thing you want. Therefore, your focus should not be on, I want this amount of money before this month or before this year. Your focus should be on, what can I do for people? Of what use can I be to my generation, my environment, and people around me? Now, once you can identify that thing and begin to put solutions to the problem, you begin to see opportunities for you to get money. It's not that you're exploiting people, it's that people begin to see, if you can help us do this, then we'll give you this. If you can help us achieve this, then why can't we give this? That's the way life has been designed to function. So please, the first step to locating your own open door when a door closes against you, or when you have not even had any open door, is to look out for opportunities to be of service to people. Look out for opportunities to help people. Look out for opportunities to add value to the lives of people, lives of organizations, life of a community, and life of businesses. Once you can do this, so many opportunities will be open to you. Then you can cash in on it to make advancements either in your financial goals, career goals, and business goals. Then the second thing you do when you want to locate an open door is this. Check your contact. Possibly that the key to the open door you need to enter through is with one of the people in your contact. Let them know you have been sacked. That is, if a door has been closed against you, or that your contract elsewhere has been terminated or expired. Let them contact you for a job, or even connect you with any available job. Now, these are simple things you do. Look around your contact. Now, if people understand that this is what you can do, this is your capacity, this is what you want, and they see opportunities for people that who have that amount of skill, knowledge, and have interest, who should come and do, you are most likely to be contacted. There's something I heard Fashola say one day on TV. Fashola is former Lagos State governor. They interviewed him on the TV on channels. He said, people say, I give my friends job. He said, who gives job to somebody who doesn't know? Now, it's not that he chose to give. I'm not defending him. I'm just trying to bring out something from what he said. It's not as if I'm trying to give job to my friends. It's that these guys, I know them. I know that when I give them this job, they will deliver. That thing was very striking. Yes, of course, maybe he's trying to defend himself or something. But the important thing I noted in that thing is this. Indeed, people do not give job to people they don't know. Those who do that are taking the necessary risk. Because as a governor of a state, as a business owner, as a leader in an institution, what you desire is to achieve success. So you don't start looking for people you don't know to give work. Any stranger you are going to get must prove to you that he has track record that will make you commit that work to him. Now, within your contact, let them know that this is what you do. This is what you can do. This is what you have done. And this is what you want to do. So that when there is any need for somebody like that, they will contact you. They can say, yes, I know this guy, this is what he has done. Now, another way to locate your open door is to look inward. Like I said earlier, closed doors against you may be a sure sign that you need to make advancements in life. So what you do is this, look inward and say, are there things I can do on my own? Nobody is giving you a job now. How do I open door for me? In fact, you don't open door. How do I create a house and open doors so that people will not start coming into the house I have built? Through different doors in that your business process. So look in one and see, check if there are things you can start off on your own and begin to ask yourself, these closed doors against me or the fact that doors are not opening, am I sure it's not time for me to settle down and learn more, to study more and develop myself better? That's what you do when you begin to look inwards. There's something I heard from Pastor Banky. He said that he wanted to preach so badly that the pressure to preach was so much in his soul. Now, what he does is that he walks out at night and begins to preach to the bed of the air and grasses. He says he does that thing for maybe 5 minutes, then the pressure will subside. Then he can go and sleep. There's something he said years after that experience. He said that he would have felt bad if he never had the opportunity to sit down and learn alone and not preach to anybody. For him, it was an opportunity to be trained, equipped, and prepared for what he's currently doing now. He preaches on the average about 3 times every week. Now, he said that was his time to get to learn the basis of Christianity and what he's doing today. He's a preacher. In your own case, you may not be a preacher. You may be an aspiring business person or anything. What you do now, there are no open doors for you to get loan. There are no open doors for you to begin to sing in shows. There are no open doors for you to begin to launch your books. Settle down and begin to study. Begin to read. When you read hard enough, you will grow so strong that when doors see you, they will open for you. This is what I said is not a joke. That's a matter of fact. Yes, when you are fully prepared, what will happen most of the times in life is that doors will see you coming. They will give way for you to enter. The reason is this. You have built your capacity to the extent that you can actually go to work. When you come close to a door, God forces that door open for your own sake. What's the point I've made today? There are open doors you and I need to walk into, to enter a realm of manifestations and exploits. However, we need to look around for opportunities to be of service to people. That's how we start the process of locating our open doors. Check your contacts. Let them know you have something to offer so that when there is a need for that offer, you'll be contacted. And please look inward. The open doors you need may be inside you, which is to begin to give birth to a business. Stop looking at someone that will publish your articles in their newspaper. Begin to write and put on your blog. Stop looking for someone that will invite you to come and sing in shows. Begin to gather people and sing on your campus, sing in your community, and begin to fine-tune your skill. And looking inward again is begin to ask yourself, am I sure this is not a time for me to settle down and develop capacity? This is what you do when you want to locate your open door. I hope you got my point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.